The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the rock show. Come on to the people's show. Come on to the premiere show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaurente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss J to the Max. How are you, Miss J?
I'm doing great. It's Sunday. It's sunny. It's going to be a good day.
Isn't it always sunny in California?
Not always.
Oh, okay.
Don't let Tony lie to you.
Okay. All right. Just to let everybody know, this is SmackDown Matters. We are a part of the WrestleCast Network. You can find us on the web at CSPN.us. You can also follow us through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. All you gotta do is subscribe to the WrestleCast-the CSPN. Look for the logo with the New Day holding on to the WrestleCast sign. And also check out our exclusive content on our Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. Okay, Miss J to the Max. Fastlane is in a few hours as we record this. The last pay-per-view before WrestleMania.
So that the last pay-per-view before I have to figure out Peacock.
Yeah, that as well. The last pay-per-view on the WWE Network as we know it. So we'll pour a little bit out for the WWE Network in about two more weeks. As I think April 1st is when it's going to go dark officially. So
that is so messed up.
We have to get your choices on who you got. So we'll preview Fastlane. The hashtag will be cast in the Fastlane. Just look for it on the internets. It'll probably be, you know, cast in and then DA as the Fastlane. So share your commentary with color with us this evening on Fastlane. So we'll start with United States title match as we're going to have Mustafa Ali versus Matt Riddle. Miss J to the Max, who you got?
Matt Riddle, unfortunately. I would love it to be Mustafa, but we already know.
Mustafa Ali and Riddle has been added since me and Mo recorded, but Mo gave me his winner and he chose Ali. I'm choosing Matt Riddle as well. Another match that got added since Monday, Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Miss J to the Max, who you got?
Wait, why is not Seth versus Cesaro? You know what? Never mind. Let me stop asking questions. nothing makes sense anymore. Let's see. Seth and Shinsuke. If it's a hair battle, I don't know. It's going to be a draw. But I would say Seth is back. It's his first pay-per-view back since he left. Seth.
All right. That is unanimous across the board. Myself, Mo, and Miss J to the Max are all picking Seth Rollins. I heard this match was off, but it may be on again, so we'll pick it just in case it does show up on the show. Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman. Who you got?
This match needs to be in the garbage. Why are they even feuding? What I've been trying to follow the promos. What are they even arguing about?
That nobody Shane knows. Is calling Braun names.
Oh Lord. Yeah, this match needs to be off. I'm gonna say Braun.
All right. Mo and myself, we both pick Shane. We have a lot of matching answers on this particular one. I'm just gonna warn you. Next up. Intergender match, potentially, Randy Orton versus Alexa Bliss.
That is not happening. The Fiend is going to come out and do whatever it is he does, and Randy's going to lose. So Alexa slash the Fiend.
Okay. We agree with you wholeheartedly on that as well.
Vince is not giving us an intergender match in 2021.
Next up, Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Oh, upset special here. Mm-hmm. Me and Mo, we both picked Drew. Big E versus Apollo Crews for the Intercontinental title. Who you got?
Big E, because this is going to bleed over into WrestleMania.
Okay. Me and Mo also agree with you about Big E. Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair taking on Nia and Shayna for the women's tag team titles. Who you got?
Nia and Shayna. They don't know what else to do with them.
All right.
Because Reggie's going to do something stupid, and it's going to cost them the tag. Going to cost Binky and Sasha the match.
Okay. And then our main event of the evening, Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan with the special enforcer. Who you got?
Roman Reigns.
All right. Clean sweep there as well. Unanimous. I picked Nia and Shayna along with Miss Jade to the Max. Mo to the underscore Reese picked Sasha and Binky. So there are a few opportunities for someone to actually win this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think they have 8 matches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 8. So hopefully there won't be a tie. And maybe when we figure out what the pre-show match is, I'll get everybody's answers on who the pre-show match is, and then maybe that could be our tiebreaker if we need.
If they go through with that Braun Shane match, they can put that on the pre-show. Actually, they can put that on main event.
You're not feeling any of that, huh?
No, because it's a pointless feud. It just came out of nowhere. Shane showed up one day and started calling Braun stupid, and now Braun is mad. Tell me, I used to get bullied. Sir, you were 7 feet tall in grade school. You did not get bullied by anybody.
Did you see the New Day recapture the Raw tag team titles?
I sure did. So I did watch some of Raw. I watched the segments with the Hurt Business in it, Naomi, New Day. So I saw about an hour of Raw. Mm-hmm. See my pattern there?
I see. Yeah. I see. Well, what do you think about tall Bruce Leroy getting his first?
Okay, now, no. No. See, I would rather have a New Day Hurt Business rematch at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. That's my. But, or if AJ was going to have a partner, somebody else, not tall Bruce Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
Is he bigger than Braun?
He's taller than Braun.
He's just too big to do anything.
We'll see. We'll see. I think that's the novelty of the matchup, is just what can this dude do?
Go back and be security at Raw Underground.
Yeah, that was about the only real major happening on Monday Night Raw. Drew McIntyre declaring himself, you know, Bobby Lashley's opponent for WrestleMania.
You can't just declare. He has to earn it.
Well, in this case,
that's what Sheamus and Drew's match should be tonight for the main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but they botched it all up, so.
In true, would we expect anything less?
Yeah, so no, instead of giving you the one match on Raw and then letting it breathe for 2 weeks and then coming back and being like, okay, we're going to have another match and this one's going to determine the champion, main event for WrestleMania. They went ahead and did it 2 weeks in a row and, you know, they basically were like, oh, snap, we about to go on Peacock. We can't have this pay-per-view pop off without the main event for WrestleMania in place, so they just fast forwarded everything. And
one day,
one more note before we start. Looks like there's gonna be no longer hashtag please say the Caruso, as Charlie Caruso, I guess, has been fired. She's no longer going to appear on the WWE programming, apparently. Charlie's been showing up late to work and to do these interviews with like Randy Orton and a couple of other people. And apparently Vince, you know, heard about it and they took her off TV. They replaced her with this dude, Kevin Patrick, on Raw Talk. Mm. And then as of, I think, Saturday or Friday, yeah, she has been deemed no longer needed on WWE programming. So
she better not be, see, can't be showing up late to work.
Charlie also employed by ESPN, so she might have had something working.
Charlie's gonna be fine. We're gonna see her on MLB Network, NHL Network.
She is fine, but oh yes, yeah, she will be fine.
I said she will be okay. Don hashtag Creepcast UMO. So. Oh, I watched Damian Priest too, so I did watch about an hour of Raw.
Oh yeah, of course you watched Damian Priest
and Asuka. So all the minorities, I watched their segments.
Yeah. They were pretty good segments.
Mm-hmm. Well, farewell to Charlie. Raw Talk won't be the same without her.
Definitely won't.
They should just let R-Truth hold it by himself, or him and Paul Heyman host it together.
Mm-hmm.
That could work. Oh, and the other announcement you forgot.
Yeah, what you got?
Racist Hulk Hogan is going to be hosting Mania with what's the man's name? Titus O'Neil.
Titus, yeah.
We want Billy Kay and Titus, but
yeah, that's what everybody was.
Have you seen Billy Kay's resume? this is what she can put this on her resume, and that will really, her stock will skyrocket. Host of WrestleMania 37. Whew, I can see it now. Get that woman a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, it's definitely a...
Vince is so tone deaf.
Yeah, it's definitely a tone deaf situation. But I know why Vince is doing it. I know what he's thinking. Tampa.
Because he wants to show...
No, Hogan's from Tampa. So that's why...
I know. And also, he probably thought, let's put this black guy with this white guy and prove right. Hulk Hogan's not racist, and neither am I.
Right. Trying to get him over.
And Titus was probably, you know, they should have did Titus and R-Truth if they were going to do two dudes.
Oh, yeah.
But now R-Truth might have showed up a day early.
Right.
but anywho,
that's funny. All right, so we'll start this episode of SmackDown. In the back, we got Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair having a little conversation about you know, Sasha having this title match with Nia Jax so close to their tag team title match, and how, you know, Sasha could get hurt, how she may not win the match. And Sasha's like, I got this. Don't worry about it. I'm about to come out here and do my thing. And Bianca's like, well, if you get in trouble, I'm not going to come save you. And Sasha's like, I didn't ask you to. And so Ooh. She comes on out. And we have our match where Sasha Banks retains the SmackDown Women's title over Nia Jax. The bank statement is applied as... Bianca Belair and Shayna Baszler get into it. Shayna Baszler gets in the ring and tries to punt Sasha Banks the same way she did Asuka, but she missed and she hits Nia Jax. Sasha Banks then gets a jackknife cover and pins Nia Jax, like I said, to retain the SmackDown Women's title.
And still SmackDown Women's Champion.
Yep. No Reggie. Reggie was at the spa getting a facial treatment provided by Nia Jax. So he's getting all the best pampering from his new family.
Oh, Lord. Them suits were clean, though, that she bought him. I will say that.
That boy was
casket sharp.
Sasha Banks does a great job wrestling Nia Jax. And she manages not to get hurt, which is also a big plus whenever you wrestle Nia Jax. So.
Mm-hmm.
They got everything.
And apparently now Shayna, too, since she's knocking people's teeth out.
Yes, exactly. We get a recap of all the things that happened last week to set up tonight's main event between Jey Uso and Edge, with the winner becoming the special enforcer for the main event at Fastlane. Kayla is with Edge for a backstage promo. She asked him about his first SmackDown match in a decade. He says some of his greatest moments of his career have happened on SmackDown. Also, the worst night of his career was here as well, when he had to forfeit the title and retire. So he says, while this feels a little surreal, it also feels right. He says Daniel Bryan needs a fair shake at Fastlane, and he thinks he's the only one who can guarantee that. So all through the night, this was like Edge tribute night on SmackDown. So they're showing him like his greatest moments, like when he won the tag team titles with Hulk Hogan, when they beat Billy and Chuck. They're showing when he won the world title versus The Undertaker on SmackDown. So, yeah, they're just going through a whole bunch of Edge highlights from SmackDown throughout the night. In the back, Nia Jax and Shayna, they're bickering. Shayna promises to get a match with Bianca Belair tonight and kick her head off to make up for what just happened in Nia Jax's title match.
I'd like to see that happen. I'd like to see her try.
Seth Rollins, he's in the ring for his promo. He says he's finally figured Cesaro out. Cesaro is jealous of him and all that he's accomplished. He's jealous that Rollins is a WrestleMania main eventer while Cesaro is just an abject failure. He said,
"Rollins, that man, he been in catering while Seth was headlining WrestleMania."
Rollins says he will always get up after being knocked down, while Cesaro can't say the same. So they show last week's footage of Seth giving Cesaro two stomps and Cesaro getting up really wobbly legged. Seth says that Cesaro swung him around 22 times a few weeks ago and he will never do anything like that again. Because he's Seth Rollins, while Cesaro is the biggest waste of potential in WWE history.
I know Buddy Murphy somewhere in catering mad. Like, this could be me.
Shinsuke Nakamura shows up to interrupt Seth Rollins. Nakamura takes the mic from Seth and tells him to shut up. He goads Seth Rollins in because Seth Rollins left the ring, but then he does the Nakamura come on. So when Seth gets back in the ring, we get a kick from Nakamura. Then Rollins bails out to avoid the Kinshasa. But then Seth Rollins rolls back into the ring. He runs right into an STO, and then he does eat the Kinshasa as Shinsuke Nakamura stands tall.
Shinsuke is not a man of many words, but the few words that he does speak are very effective and impactful.
Nice setup to their Fastlane match that got added at the end of this particular little incident. So I like that. I like that. We get the announcement that Eric Bischoff will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. So he is our second Hall of Fame announcement behind Molly Holly.
Alrighty.
Good for Eric.
Are they inducting the people from last year too, this year?
I don't think so. I think they're just having one class. I forgot who last year.
So last year it's just like, look, y'all in, but we not honoring y'all at the ceremony.
Right.
Blame it on the Rona.
Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio, they got a win over the Street Profits. Dawkins tags in, and the Street Profits looks like they're going to hit the Doomsday device, but Rey Mysterio breaks that up. Dominic then hit a victory roll on Dawkins to get the pin and win the match.
Wait, who won?
The Mysterios. You having a hard time justifying the Mysterios?
Why can't they be on main event?
Rey Mysterio ain't finna have his son. If his son ain't go to NXT, he dang sure ain't finna have his son out here on main event wrestling.
I mean, his son could probably use some NXT work. But that's, I digress. Continue.
Gable and Otis are out after that. Gable has the mic. He says that win doesn't get the Mysterios ahead of them in terms of getting to the tag team titles. While they're talking, we get double drop kicks from the Mysterios. Then Dominic does a dive over the top onto both Gable and Otis. So that leads us to a tag team match where Chad Gable and Otis defeated Rey Mysterio and Dominic. Chad Gable counters the 619. We get a blind tag from Otis. Gable hits a German suplex to Rey Mysterio. Then Otis hits the second rope splash. And the Gable Academy get the win.
I'm still trying to figure out how Dominic Mysterio is so tall. And neither his mother nor his father.
Genetics. The same way that if two dark-skinned people have four kids, one of them will turn out to be light-skinned. It's just a recessive gene. He got the recessive gene.
You know, I did take genetics in college, but that was almost, I'm not going to tell you how many years ago. Clearly, I didn't retain much from that class.
Yeah, but that's
all a blur. What it is.
How do you feel about Otis and Chad Gable as heels?
I like it, even though Otis is very sweet. But you know what they brought? They did this to him when they took his woman away and his money in the bank. So it was bound to happen. This is his Joker story.
He lost a lot at the same time. He lost his tag team partner. He lost his woman and he lost his money in the bank. Good gracious.
Yeah, this is his Joker story. So, yeah.
Sami Zayn talks to his camera crew about having a match with Corbin tonight that he never signed up for. Kevin Owens shows up and he's still not sure about appearing in the documentary. Owens asks Sami Zayn, has he considered that he's twisting the facts to fit the narrative instead of the other way around? He says that in all the years he's known Sami, he's never heard Sami take responsibility for his actions. And then Kevin asks, who are they? Sami can't believe Owens won't see the truth. Then he invites Kevin Owens to sit ringside for his match with Corbin. And if Owens doesn't see anything suspicious out there, Sami Zayn will drop all of this.
Is Sami Zayn living in a bunker somewhere just waiting for the apocalypse? The conspiracy theorist Sami is quite entertaining.
Sami Zayn has been putting in a lot of good work. I don't know if y'all been checking out his documentary on the YouTubes.
No, week. But I will.
Yes, you'll get a dose of it at the end of this program. So there's a little tease for the parting promo. Daniel Bryan is in the ring for his promo. Daniel Bryan says he gets it. Edge doesn't want to face him. Edge thinks that he can beat Roman, while Bryan knows he can beat Roman and promises to make Roman tap out. Roman doesn't seem to like that. As he's here, his music hits, and here comes Roman and Paul. Roman laughs at the notion that Daniel Bryan will tap him out. He says he can deal with the lies about Daniel Bryan's ambition or whatnot, but he won't take his name being dragged through the mud. He says Daniel Bryan has a better chance of growing wings than tapping Roman out. Roman has never tapped out and would rather lose his arm than to tap out to any man. Daniel Bryan says while Roman wants to talk about lies, Daniel Bryan reminds him that Roman is living a lie. Everyone thinks that they're invincible until they're not. Everyone thinks they'll never tap out until they do. Daniel Bryan isn't going to make Roman quit. He's going to break him of his beliefs and his delusions.
Talking big smack there, pal.
Oh, yes. Yes, Daniel Bryan has been turning up the talk the last 2 weeks.
Okay. I see. He's been practicing with Birdie and Buddy, huh?
And what was deemed the least anticipated match in SmackDown history? King Corbin defeated Sami Zayn.
It's been called the least anticipated match in SmackDown history. Sami Zayn versus King Corbin. They are set for action. Meanwhile, Sami Zayn and his conspiracy theories and his documentary that he's building around this has caught the attention of YouTuber, podcaster, boxer, actor Logan Paul. They had an exchange on Twitter earlier this week. Logan Paul said he's going to check out the documentary. I would like to know if Sami Zayn's longtime friend, Kevin Owens, KO, is going to check out this documentary and what he makes about all of these conspiracy theories. Kevin Owens joining us now at ringside to talk more about Sami Zayn and King Corbin as this match is underway. Kevin, welcome.
Thanks, Michael.
What do you think about the Sami Zayn conspiracy theories?
Look, I don't know what's going on with Sami. I've tried to talk to him outside of this place and not really making too much headway, but obviously he's going through some stuff.
Well, I mean, as long of a history as you guys have, you have to know something. I mean, you've got to be able to...
I've never really seen him like this, actually. For as long as I've known him, I got to tell you, Corey, I've really...
But can you put yourself in Sammy's shoes? If you've got virtually everybody in the WWE universe conspiring against you, it's going to make you act a little...
I'd love to see a proof of that. If he can bring me a proof, I'll be on his side.
Were you able to hear the audio of the video that played, calling this the least requested, the least anticipated match in history?
I did hear that. But again, who's they? I mean, the WWE production crew.
Perhaps.
And again, Corey, that was focused not just at Sammy, but at King Corbin. Yeah. So let's be clear here.
Well, I mean, I always look forward to King Corbin. Maybe I'm in the minority, but...
Well, Kevin, Sammy did say, if you don't see anything fishy out here tonight, that he will drop this whole conspiracy thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking. I'm more than happy to see evidence of what he's saying here.
Well, that was a cheap shot, it seemed like, by Sammy. Maybe Corbin should have a conspiracy theory. Cover now by Sami Zayn, using the ropes to his advantage, and the official caught him.
What are you doing?
I see that.
Well, here again is the eye poke by Sami Zayn using the official.
That was crafty ringsmanship right there.
Yeah, but I think if anybody has a beef here tonight in this match, it's King Corbin so far. And now Sammy looking to maybe take the
protection. See, this is what I meant. If he wouldn't be trying stuff like this.
It's a little too blatant.
Well, Corbin's going to make a pay with end of days. And Corbin now with the victory. So, Kevin, I have to ask you. Here is your winner, King Corbin. Did you see anything suspicious in this match?
So, of course, after the match, Sammy is complaining. Then he appeals to Kevin Owens about his persecution. Owens didn't see anything out of line. They argue, and Zayn continues to have a meltdown. That's when Sami Zayn blindsides Kevin Owens with the head of a loop kick, yelling that Kevin Owens is blind.
Oh, so now we're getting KO and Sammy again?
Looks like it.
It's been a while since we had a KO-Sammy feud. I'm here for it.
What's so funny is Vince McMahon has put down one of his edicts. So he's tired of people doing super kicks and hitting their legs.
With the slap.
Right?
So, why? It makes it more impactful. Or it sounds more impactful.
Well, everybody can't do it where it's not so obvious, I think. That's why he's so upset about it. But anyway, so Sami Zayn is getting ready to do this little loop kick. And if you see it, he's getting ready to smack his leg. And right at the last second, he holds his hand back.
Adam Cole was really good at it.
Man, he smashes Kevin Owens with this hell of a loop kick, too. Because, like, Kevin Owens is on commentary. So he's talking to Sami Zayn comes up to him. They have the exchange. So when Sami Zayn walks away, Kevin Owens turns back and he's talking to Corey Graves. And all of a sudden, the camera starts moving back. And then next thing you know, bam, here comes Sammy with the big hell of a loop kick. So, yeah, it looks like they're going to restart this feud up again at WrestleMania.
I'm cool with it.
You know they're going to kill
it. Got the two Canadians going at it. Let's do it.
It's been a while.
Sammy and Kevin deserve a good program.
Oh,
together, because they've both been doing great. You know, the KO Roman feud, Sammy feuding with everybody.
With the WWE.
Right. Sammy versus everybody.
They announced that Seth Rollins and Shinsuke Nakamura will be taking place at Fastlane. Big E and Apollo Crews, they have a sit-down interview where, you know, they're in different parts of the, the Terror Dome, the Thunderdome. Big E says everything for Apollo Crews is over. Since there will be no reconciliation between the two, he says Big E wants vengeance. He says that Cruz has just 2 days to appreciate his life, because after Fastlane, his future is going to be dark and bleak. Paulo Cruz says he'd think twice before talking to royalty with such disrespect. He says this whole thing reminds him of an old Nigerian proverb: you will fill your mouth with aggression and then you'll spit blood. He says Sunday, that's exactly what will happen to Big E. Big E says,
no.
Yes, go ahead.
You take somebody out of catering one time and now they think they're a Nigerian prince. That's why they kept his ass back in catering all these years.
Big E says, there's no need to wait for Sunday. He takes off his mic, as does Apollo Crews, and they go looking for each other. Big E grabs a golf cart, and he's rolling through the back of the Thunderdome looking for Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews is walking around looking for Big E. They run into each other, and Crews runs away from the golf cart. Big E gets out of the golf cart, and they start laying into each other. Big E gets a trash can and beats the crap out of Apollo Crews with it. Then Big E starts bouncing Apollo off of various walls and such, like a pinball. Eventually, some refs and other personnel show up and break things up. So Apollo Crews runs over to the golf cart, right? So everybody's like holding Big E back. I'm thinking he's getting ready to like run down Big E, because, you know what I'm saying, he got the advantage. But no, Apollo Crews gets in the golf cart and just takes off.
Oh gosh.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, because it was like, I know he about to you know, like run him over. But now he just took off. I know you'll be very interested by this, what happened here. Bianca Belair and Shayna Baszler ended up in a no contest when Tamina and Natalya came out and attacked them both. They tossed Shayna Baszler over the announce table. They got rid of her. Then Tamina hit Bianca Belair with the catatonic. And Natty and Tamina standing tall. They got their little matching blue jeans and black tank tops and high ponytails. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tamina finally getting some respect around here.
Yes, she is.
It only took 10 years, but only, you know,
hey,
better late than never.
That's right.
They finally paired her up with the right person.
I think so. I think her and Tamina and Natalya definitely have a great little chemistry about themselves, and definitely would like to see them, you know, get a real chance to become maybe the real true tag team that is the tag team women's champions, you know?
Right. Exactly. I agree.
I would definitely like to see that. In the main event, Edge defeated main event Jey Uso. He becomes the special enforcer for the Universal title match. Jey went up top. He hits the big Uso splash, but Edge had been working on his shoulder, so his shoulder is injured and can't cover right away. When he does make the pin, Edge, of course, kicks out. Edge grabs him by the arm and whips him down, and then when Jey makes it back to his feet, he hits him with the big spear. And Edge gets his first win on SmackDown in over a decade.
What is main event Jay's record now? He like 1-12, 2? No, he got at least 3 wins. So 3-10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as pretty as it should be for sure.
3-10. Okay. Cool. Win his brother back.
After the match, Ed celebrates, but then turns into a spear from Roman. Roman asks Daniel Bryan, who was on commentary, to get into the ring. Bryan goes to get into the ring, but Jey jumps him and sends him into the ring to get speared by Roman Reigns. Roman trash talks Daniel Bryan while holding the belt up to close the show.
That's right. Stand tall, brother.
So another good ending to SmackDown. Unfortunately, yes, another loss by our man main event, Jay, but you know,
it's like watching the Bears every week.
Oh gosh.
Like, dude, get all these really cool hype videos and then you turn around and lose.
Right, right, right.
You know, it is what it is. Man, that was like for 2 hours. That was a lot of action. Solid, solid show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, SmackDown does their junk quick, fast, and effectively.
Yes, and too bad Raw does not take note. Hey, even NXT gets the job done.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is about Raw. Maybe it's just that Raw is too long. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, it has too much time to fill.
Yeah. Maybe he could work out a deal with USA to drop that down to 2 hours.
Nah, they sell too much advertising for it.
Well, maybe when Triple H takes over, there'll be some restructuring happening.
Right, right, right.
In like 30 years, because Vince ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Man's going to be in hospice calling shots.
Triple H is so, like, man, somebody just needs to go in there with a pillow.
I mean, or turn his IV off or something. Triple H, like, I just want to take over. But then he'd probably have to fight Shane.
Right, right.
Stephanie's just like, whatever. I'm just the chief brand officer. But I really think Triple H should do a much better job running the show than Shane will. We've seen what Triple H could do with NXT. And even, wasn't there one day where Triple H was running the show on, I guess it was the night that Vince McMahon, he wasn't there because his brother passed away?
No.
Was it a pay-per-view?
No. Well, there's been that too, but the night that sticks out to me was the Saudi Arabia night a couple of years ago on Halloween, where they had to bring in basically NXT to save SmackDown, or there wasn't going to be an episode of SmackDown because of the fiasco with the Saudi prince.
Oh, that's right. And they couldn't get back and the plane got stuck and all of that.
Yeah, yeah. And they had to call old Triple H and the boys from Florida to come up there and save them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now I remember. Okay.
Yeah, that was heading into Survivor Series. That was actually one of the best SmackDowns to happen 2018. That also led into Becky Lynch, the man, and all that type of stuff, too.
That
was 2018.
Triple H knows what he's doing. Him and Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, yeah. Did you happen to watch NXT this past week?
I sure did, and I got all the way to like the last 20 minutes, and I fell asleep. Not because it was boring, just because I was tired.
So you missed the main event, huh?
I did, but don't tell me because I'm going to finish watching it today.
Oh, okay, okay. So you saw Walter destroy Tommaso Ciampa?
No.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I missed more than what I thought.
Now
I know.
You saw Io Shirai step to Raquel, like
I sure did. So walked by right past Dakota like she was gum on the shoe, and just I want you, Raquel. Dakota is a non-MFing factor for Io.
Should be fun. The little tag team match that's sure to happen between Dakota Kai, Raquel versus Zoe Starks and Io.
Listen, I'm a Zoe Stark fan. That girl's really good in the ring. She's been putting on some solid matches. Her first three matches all been pretty solid.
Jordan Devlin and Santos Escobar had their Spider-Man meme moment where they had both.
Oh, yeah. I'm the champ.
And then Jordan Devlin with the old cheap shot.
I saw that. He said, look, restrictions are lifted. I'm on my way. Buddy been waiting a year. He's been stewing and brewing for a whole year. And here we are. And Karrion Kross, he was on there. Who did he got in somebody's face?
Him and Finn to start the show.
That's right. That's right. Finny.
Yeah, Finn was talking, running down the hit list, talking about everybody he done beat.
And then Karrion Kross there, but you ain't beat me.
Yeah, so they had some very interesting interactions in the main event.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to check that out.
All right. Hopefully you'll be with us in live time and not in J to the Max time for Fastlane tonight, but who knows with your busy schedule.
Well, you know, I got to watch Lady Vols first, you know, since the fellas are out, it's up to the Lady Vols. It's up to the women to save, as women always do.
Save the season.
You know, that's right, you know. So today is all about the ladies' basketball brackets, and yeah. So I will try to join Last Hurrah on the WWE Network. So, yeah. Cast in the Fast Lane.
That's right.
No. Is that right? Okay.
That's right. Hashtag.
Hashtag cast in the Fast Lane.
Yep.
Don't forget, guys. Don't forget.
Yep. All right, Ms. Jade to the Max, at this particular time, I'll turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous.
My shout out, pretty much the same as they are every week. Just shout out to the whole WrestleCast crew. Thanks for tweeting with us every week. Thanks for listening to us. And don't forget to become a Patreon. And yes, to my co-host, or am I his co-host? Either way, shout out to Don for always giving very lively recaps of SmackDown.
Well, thank you, Miss J to the Max, for joining me once again to help me review this episode of SmackDown Matters. Give a big shout out to Miss Didi Jonet, because of course this is always, you know, the house that she built. So we're always glad to, you know, pay our rent on time and our homeowners association dues. Give a big shout out to Mo to the underscore Reese. He joined me on the Rawcast, and he'll also be our other player for tonight's Who You Got. Give a big shout out to Magnum Prime and Sam. And Shaolin Shogun MA and Miss Cammy D and Wasleepdo and Jupiter Julep and Anwar Starwin and Miss Simi. You can listen to me and Miss Simi talk about NXT from this past week on the regular feed. You can also hear us review AEW Dynamite on the Patreon page, where we talked about that fantastic main event between Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa. Miss Jade to the Max, if you have not seen that, you need to find a way to watch that whole entire match.
Okay.
They had a lights out, non-sanctioned, false count anywhere match between Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker as the main event for this week's Dynamite. And it is 4 to 5 star excellent.
All right, I will check that out.
Yes. So that can be found over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. That's known as The Dark Match, where we review AEW Dynamite each and every week. You can also hear me and Mo to the underscore Reese talk about Stone Cold Steve Austin and his career on 316 Day. There's another episode there that you can find, new episode on the Patreon page as well. So please support the Patreon page and support CSPN. You can also go to CSPN.us, click on the tab that says keep our podcast free, do some shopping with any of our sponsors. Like I did this past week, you can go through Amazon, buy some things off of Amazon, and you'll help keep the shows free each and every week. Again, the hashtag for Fastlane, cast in the Fastlane. So use that hashtag tonight starting at 7 p.m. to share your pro wrestling commentary with color on the Fastlane pay-per-view. Also, during the pre-show, hashtag say no to pre-shows, as we'll also be leaving comments underneath that hashtag as well. So until next week, for my co-host, Miss J to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Au revoir.
I've been disrespected. I've been jerked around by this company in recent months more than anybody, maybe ever. But today, they crossed a new line. They crossed a line that I don't know if there's any coming back from it. Did you see the video package they played before the match? I'm not even going to get into the match. I'm not even going to get into what Kevin said after the match. I'm not even going to get into the fact that I kicked him and I didn't even want to kick. I'm not going to get into all of that. Did you see the video package they played before we went out? They put a graphic of me and Baron Corbin, and they said, you are about to watch the least desirable match in SmackDown history. This is what they said.
anticipated match of all time. This is what they said about me. A generational talent. One of the best to ever do this shit. That's what they said about me. For balls. I will take this company down to hell.
Follow me. That's fine. We had the match. You won. I'm not going to get into how you won. I don't care. Did you see? You know, we're back to play for a match. You see that? Did you see what they said about it? They said this was the least anticipated match in SmackDown history. I bet you didn't like that, huh? But that's what you get when you're lumping with me. Do you see what I deal with now? Are you starting to kind of see it? It wasn't a shot at you. They love you. You're 6'7", golden glove, former champion. They love you. But that's the kind of treatment you get when you're lumped in with me. Do you see it now? You see it now? That's all I wanted to say. That's all I wanted to say. He sees it. That's what it looks like when people get a taste. Just a little nibble, a little taste of what I go through. That was a small sample, now Corbin feels it. Now one more pair of eyes, one more set of eyes is open. But I'm not done.